With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Virginia's Republican leaders wholeheartedly embraced former President Trump Friday, touting him at a rally in the southern Hampton Roads city as the best hope for a strong American. At a campaign rally in Chesapeake, former President Trump said he clearly won the debate.
Did anybody last night watch a thing called the debate? That was a big one. But as you saw on television last night, we had a big victory against a man that really is looking to destroy our country. He's the worst. He's the most corrupt, the most incompetent president in the history of our country.
And Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin joined the rally on Friday, where a cheering crowd of thousands waved Trump banners in a farm field. Fact checks were prevalent during and after the Biden-Trump debate, but not for real-time viewers.
Those with an interest can find several exhaustive independent fact checks of claims made by Joe Biden and Donald Trump during their televised debate Thursday night. But there was nothing for the estimated 50 million people who watched the event in real time. That prompted some criticism of CNN and moderators Jake Tapper and Dana Bush. But CNN said ahead of time that it wanted its moderators to be questioners, not umpires, and pronounced itself satisfied with the network's performance on Friday. Ron Taylor reporting.
Former White House spokesman Sean Spicer has produced a new documentary on the hardcore Trump fans who line up for days just to get a front row seat at his rallies.
When you see some of these guys getting to the 80th or 90th rally, and I'm like, oh my gosh, like, what is it that motivates you? But they really love what Trump is articulating.
Spicer spoke about his new documentary film entitled Trump's Front Row Joes this week with the Salem Radio Network. He says it gives an inside look on a very important political phenomenon. This is SRN News. Do you consider yourself a domestic extremist?
Are you religious? Did you vote for Donald Trump? Have you ever served in the military? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are liable to be a homegrown terrorist. According to the Biden administration, documents obtained by America First Legal reveal that an advisory board to the Department of Homeland Security listed religious faith and those other characteristics as indicators of extremism. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Despite a campaign by liberal clergymen and never-Trump Republicans, evangelicals remain committed to the former president as the election draws closer. According to AP VoteCast, about 8 in 10 white evangelical Christian voters are planning to vote for Trump. White evangelicals made up about 20% of the overall electorate in 2020, and the former president is hoping they turn out in even higher numbers this year. Over the weekend, he rallied supporters at a meeting of the Faith and Freedom Coalition. This is SRN News. The Federal Reserve's preferred inflation gauge shows price pressures easing.
The Commerce Department report showed that consumer prices were flat from April to May. Compared to last year, prices rose 2.6% last month. That's slightly less than in April. If you leave out volatile food and energy prices, so-called core inflation rose just 0.1% from April to May and 2.6% from last year. The latest figures will likely be welcomed by the Fed's policymakers, who have said they need to feel confident that inflation is slowing sustainably toward their 2% target before they start cutting interest rates. I'm Shelley Adler.
Stocks were lower on Wall Street Friday. Benchmark U.S. crude oil for August delivery was down 20 cents a barrel to $81.54. You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.